Collaboration by Henry James, Part 1. I don't know how much people care for my work, but they like my studio, of which, indeed, I am exceedingly fond myself, as they show by their inclination to congregate there at dusky hours on winter afternoons, or on long dim evenings when the place looks well with its rich combinations and low-burning lamps, and the bad pictures, my own, are not particularly visible. I won't go into the question of how many of these are purchased, but I rejoice in the distinction that my invitations are never declined. Some of my visitors have been good enough to say that on Sunday evenings in particular there is no pleasanter place in Paris, where so many places are pleasant, none friendlier to easy talk and repeated cigarettes, to the exchange of points of view and the comparison of accents. The air is as international as only Parisian air can be. Women, I surmise, think they look well in it. They come also because they fancy they are doing something bohemian, just as many of the men come because they suppose they are doing something correct. The old heraldic cushions on the divans, embossed with rusty gold, are favorable both to expansion and to contraction, that, of course, of contracting parties, and the Italian brocade on the walls appeals to one's highest feelings. Music makes its home there, though I confess I am not quite the master of that house, and when it is going on in a truly receptive hush, I enjoy the way my company leans back and gazes through the thin smoke of cigarettes up at the distant tipolo in the almost palatial ceiling. I make sure the piano, the tobacco, and the tea are all of the best. For the conversation, I leave that mostly to take care of itself. There are discussions, of course, and differences, sometimes even a violent circulation of sense and sound. But I have a consciousness that beauty flourishes and that harmonies prevail in the end. I have occasionally known a visitor to be rude to me because he disliked another visitor's opinions. I had seen an old habitué slip away without bidding me good night on the arrival of some confident specimen of les jeunes. But, as a general thing, we have it out together on the spot. The place is really a chamber of justice, a temple of reconciliation. We understand each other, if we only sit up late enough. Art protects her children in the long run. She only asks them to trust her. She's like the Catholic Church. She guarantees paradise to the faithful. Music, moreover, is a universal solvent. Though I've not an infallible ear, I've a sufficient sense of the matter for that. Ah, the wounds I've known it to heal, the bridges I've known it to build, the ghosts I've known it to lay. Though I've seen people stalk out, I've never observed them not to steal back. My studio, in short, is the theater of a cosmopolitan drama, a comedy essentially of character. One of the liveliest scenes of the performance was the evening last winter, on which I became aware that one of my compatriots, an American, my good friend Alfred Bonus, was engaged in a controversy somewhat acrimonious on a literary subject with Hermann Heidenmauer, the young composer who had been playing to us divinely a short time before, and whom I thought of neither as a disputant nor as an Englishman. I perceived in a moment that something had happened to present him in this combined character to poor Bonus, who was so ardent a patriot that he lived in Paris rather than in London, who had met his interlocutor for the first time on this occasion, and who apparently had been misled by the perfection with which Heidenmauer spoke English. He spoke it really better than Alfred Bonus. The young musician, a born Bavarian, had spent a few years in England, where he had a commercial stepbrother planted, and more or less prosperous, a helpful man who had watched over his difficult first steps, given him a temporary home, found him publishers and pupils, smoothed the way to a stupefied hearing for his first productions. He knew his London, and might at first glance have been taken for one of its products, but he